Minor league baseball players don't usually become famous, at least not when they're still in the minor leagues. Between 1949 and 1962, Steve Bilko played for six major league baseball teams, but it was his accomplishments with the Los Angeles Angels of the Pacific Coast League that garnered national attention. Bilko was so good in 1956 that the Angels' nickname became the Bilko Athletic Club. And that's also the title of Galen White's book about that season. The author joins me now from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Galen, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
By way of background, tell us a little about how important the minor league Angels were to fans in the L.A. area before Major League Baseball began doing business in California in 1958.
Well, the closest thing we had to Major League Baseball in Los Angeles up until 1958 was the old Pacific Coast League. Mudcat Grant, the former pitcher, both in the big leagues and the Coast League, refers to it as a minor major league. I was born in Los Angeles, so the only baseball that I knew growing up was the Los Angeles Angels and the Hollywood Stars, and they were crosstown rivals, much like the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees are today.
Let's talk a little bit about Steve Bilko, the star of your book and of those Angels. No wonder he was popular as an Angel. He hit 55 home runs in 1956, and then he hit 56 in 1957. How were those achievements recognized and celebrated in L.A.?
He was the most popular athlete in Los Angeles. In fact, he may well have been the best-known celebrity in L.A. Bob Sheffing, his manager in 1956, said, "More people in L.A. know about Bilko than Marilyn Monroe." Later on in the early 70s, what struck me was that Bilko was prominently mentioned in a Hallmark greeting card booklet featuring the Peanuts cartoon characters.
The only thing Steve Bilko ever led a major league in was strikeouts. I wonder, did that make him even more lovable?
Ron Shelton, the producer of Bull Durham, wrote me a note saying that his family used to drive 200 miles just to see Bilko at bat. Now, you never knew whether he was going to hit a home run or whether he was going to strike out. Either way, there was a lot of excitement around a Bilko at bat.
He was huge, right? I mean, we ought to let people in on the size of Steve Bilko.
Yes, and I think some of his nicknames will allude to that. He was known as Lard Zeppelin, Big Boy Balloon, Paul Bunyan of the Bushes, Angel Atlas. Bilko's weight was anywhere from 230 pounds to 270. He typically played, he said, around 254. He got so tired of being asked about his weight that when he got to L.A., all he would tell the writers was he weighed somewhere between 200 and 300 pounds.
As I listen to you tell stories about not only Mr. Bilko's size but his accomplishments, I'm sort of seeing a minor league Babe Ruth. Is that an appropriate comparison?
Yes, it is. In fact, when he arrived in L.A. in 1955, that's how I viewed Steve Bilko was as the next Babe Ruth. By 56, when he won the Triple Crown, as Mickey Mantle was winning the Triple Crown back east, I was certain he was the next Babe Ruth.
He was Babe Ruth in the Pacific Coast League, though. Mickey Mantle was winning the Triple Crown in the major leagues.
Well, there was one L.A. Times sports writer who suggested that Mantle and Bilko run as a presidential ticket in 1956. That was a presidential election year. And they said a vote against Mantle and Bilko was a vote against motherhood and bottled beer.
You make the argument in the book that the 56 L.A. Angels might have been the best minor league baseball team ever. Is that a judgment based on emotion, the emotion of a young fellow watching the team as often as he could, or is there something more substantial behind that judgment, like statistics?
Well, what I concentrated on more was that this was baseball's last great minor league team, and I don't think there's any debate there, because expansion came on in 1961, and the minors were further diluted from then on. Prior to that, of course, I think they're one of the all-time great teams. This team, all with the exception of four players, performed in the major leagues. And while none of them had, I would say, outstanding major league careers, they did have brief flashes of stardom.
One of the stars of the 56 Angels team was the ballpark in which they played. Some people called it Little Wrigley Field, but did fans in L.A. consider it any less significant than its namesake in Chicago?
Not at all. The fans loved the ballpark. In fact, when the Dodgers came out in 58 and played at the Los Angeles Coliseum. The contrast between the two was like night and day.
Well, why didn't the Dodgers play in Little Wrigley until they had a ballpark of their own out there?
It was all about money. Walter O'Malley saw the Coliseum, understood that he could get up to 100,000 people into the Coliseum for a game, and that's what drove the decision for him to play there. While they were negotiating for rights to play in different stadiums, Walter O'Malley also looked at the Rose Bowl. So Wrigley Field in L.A. lost out because of the attendance. You could only seat around 25,000 in Wrigley Field at that time.
Steve Bilko hit the last home run in L.A.'s Wrigley Field. Of course he did. How could it have been otherwise, right?
As it turns out, a scriptwriter could not have written a better ending for Wrigley Field. And by the way, 61 was its only year as a major league ballpark. So Steve Bilko comes up as a pinch hitter with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Mudcat Grant is pitching, and there's various accounts as to where the pitch was. But Bilko hit it. There's no question where he put it. He put it well out of the ballpark. Mudcat Grant liked Steve Bilko, called him a Santa Claus type, and he says he was quite honored to have delivered the last home run to Steve Bilko at Wrigley Field.
You make it sound as if perhaps that pitch was exactly where Steve Bilko wished it to be.
It was, and I think rounding the bases, in fact, Steve Bilko said he thanked Mudcat Grant.
Galen White is the author of the Bilko Athletic Club, the story of the 1956 Los Angeles Angels. To read an excerpt of the book, visit onlyagame.org. Galen, thank you very much for the stories. I appreciate your speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
To read an excerpt from Galen White's book, The Bilko Athletic Club, and my review of it, please go to onlyagame.org. And please note that we've got a new Facebook address, facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. If you already like us on Facebook, you'll still get our posts. But if you haven't yet, check out facebook.com/onlyagamenpr, which is also our new Twitter handle.